Watch, investigators visit graves of dead voters still on Michigan rolls. By John Binder on February 14, 2024. Investigators with the Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, visited the graves of Americans who have long passed away but remain on Michigan's voter rolls heading into the 2024 election. In November 2021, PILF filed suit against Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, D., accusing her of keeping nearly 26,000 dead registrants on Michigan voter rolls and thus violating the National Voter Registration Act, NVRA. The lawsuit claims 25,975 dead registrants remain on Michigan's voter rolls, including 23,663 registrants who have been dead for 5 years or more, 17,479 registrants who have been dead for at least a decade, and 3,956 registrants who have been dead for at least 20 years. In footage released by PILF this month, the watchdog group visited several graveyards in Michigan showing some of the dead Americans who remain registered to vote in the state. One such registrant was before World War I and would be 110 years old today if she were alive. Another died 25 years ago, the year former President Bill Clinton was impeached, while one registrant has not been alive for 12 federal election cycles. Secretary Benson is vigorously opposing our efforts to investigate the tens of thousands of deceased registrants we found on the voter roll, PILF President J. Christian Adams said in a statement. In August 2022, Benson sought to have PILF's lawsuit thrown out by a federal court, but the request was denied and the case continues. Federal law requires state election officials to have a reasonable program to remove the dead. Keeping dead voters on the rolls for two decades isn't reasonable, Adams said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.